Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Since COVID-19, has anyone in this room been to the dentist? I haven't even contacted my dentist. You know, for a while there, they closed their offices because they didn't know what was going on either. But now we've got a little bit of a grip on what it looks like to go to the dentist post COVID-19. Well, today we got the expert with us. It's Dr. Klein Hines. Klein Hines Dentistry is who we're talking to. Hello, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Well, every morning we should just jump out of bed before getting coffee and brush our teeth. Is that a myth or is that a fact?
That's kind of a myth. It's more important that you brush your teeth before you go to sleep.
What?
As your mouth is still in quiet, the bacteria have a party in there and you can have more things messed up. So brushing in the morning doesn't do anything. It helps, of course, but it doesn't have nearly the same effect or advantage of brushing right before you go to sleep.
I'm so glad you shared that because, if you've got a husband or a wife or boyfriend, whatever, whoever you're spending the night with, you know, you talk about that morning breath. And why do we have morning breath? Is it because all those enzymes are having a party late at night in our mouths?
That's right. Everything is, you don't have the normal lavage of saliva. You're not drinking anything. So your mouth is just kind of still and quiet. It's a warm, moist place. And so what happens is you get the proliferation or growth of germs or bacteria in your mouth. And so that's why in the morning, your breath is not so fresh all the time.
Do pregnant women have more issues during the pregnancy with their teeth?
Some women at some times during their pregnancy, yes, as their bodies are changing and preparing for the baby, and even after they're pregnant, you know, all kinds of changes and hormones and things are changing. So a lot of times they are more susceptible to gingivitis or swollen, puffy gums because of all the hormones and whatnot that are changing. So they have to focus a little more than we do sometimes on keeping their teeth clean to make sure everything's healthy because they have a bit of disadvantage, you know. But yeah, pregnant women have more of an opportunity to get their gums all swollen and puffy during that time. Oh. But a lot of them go through pregnancy just fine without any kind of issues, but
okay.
Most are fine.
So before I get to the kids, as that baby pops out, there's lots of issues even when, you know, before babies have teeth. What about men? Should men be more concerned at a certain time in their life about their teeth? Do men go to the dentist more than women do?
No, a whole lot more women go to the dentist than men. Guys have a tendency to blow things off like, I don't need that, you know? And so much more often women go to see their physician and get regular physicals and that kind of stuff, as well as getting their teeth cleaned. So it's not a 2-to-1, but, you know, probably in our practice, probably a good 70%, you know, 65% of our patients are women versus men.
Okay. And when you think about kids, okay, let's get them braces. That's the only two things we can get our kids in life. Give them braces and send them to college. But more adults, you know, we want our teeth straight. We want our teeth white as freaking possible. And
Not everyone is able to get electric white. That's not always possible, but a lot of people can. In our practice, a lot of people are looking for teeth that are a little more youthful and a little lighter than they are, as opposed to, you know, we refer to as toilet bowl white, you know, or refrigerator white, you know. That's not always possible. Everyone you see on TV, however, looks like they have electric white teeth. But there's some things sometimes it causes a little sensitivity, but there are ways of getting people's teeth to look whiter. And when it comes to the braces, adults are doing that a little more than they did before. or a lot more than they did before, because, yeah, everyone is more concerned about their appearance than they used to be. And Joe Average on the street can't see every little detail, but if your teeth are straight, they can notice that. You know, the average citizen can notice teeth, and they've done interviews and surveys, and Joe Average on the street, again, can notice whether you got a good smile or you got good teeth or not. A lot of people equate that with healthiness. And so if your teeth are looking good, then chances are the rest of you is healthy as well.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like Invisalign or Sure Smile is kind of a nifty, pretty, well, there's a little stiffness, but compared to braces, which kind of hurt, these other techniques are pretty comfortable for people.
Oh, that's cool. And, you know, once you have white teeth, you're more dateable, Doc, just so you know. Yeah.
My wife and I just have 35 years of marriage, and the virus canceled our trip for that we were going to do to celebrate that. But
We
met when we were 16.
Oh, that is such a love story. You even sound like you're just 35 years old. Okay.
Indeed.
So that means that you love what you do, right? When you still have that.
Yes, I've been doing this since 1987. And it is a lot of fun. I got into dentistry because I wanted to work with my hands, work with people, and be your own boss. So I was in the Air Force for 10 years, and I had 2 out of 3. But I knew with dentistry that I could significantly influence a person's quality of life. And so sometimes if they have a nasty toothache or something, you know, I can do something with my hands to improve their life, you know. And so sometimes through aesthetics or, you know, improving the look of the teeth, that's part of it as well. But a lot of times just, you know, infection or disease or something like that, I can significantly make a person's life better. And so, and that's pretty cool. So our patient population is in general fairly healthy, so there's not a whole lot of real dramatic stuff going on for us, but every once in a while we can make a serious difference in someone's life.
Well, on October the 16th, guess what, everybody? They're making a big difference from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's called Dentistry from the Heart. It's free, free, and free. I love it.
Yeah, we're trying to find a way of giving back to the community. We've been blessed with some very nice patients to take care of, and it's just kind of a pleasure to take care of them. But our office has grown, and we're very, again, blessed with what we've been able to accomplish here. And so we found this organization called Dentistry from the Heart, which is going to help us organize an event on a Friday where we're going to talk to some of our local churches and some other centers like that to help out and do some dentistry for people without any kind of fee help them get back on their feet.
Right, because when you have a toothache, I don't know what could take you down more, a small ant, a fire ant, or a toothache. They run close match with, you know, when it comes to, ouch, that hurts and I can't even cope with life.
Yes, a toothache can really just affect your way of thinking. It just consumes you. It's different than, you know, a sore knee or a sore arm or something. It can really affect your
overall
ability
health.
To think, and your whole personality, right?
But we do have to tell people there's certain times when you have to go to the dentist. So we'll go to the drugstore if we have a toothache, and we'll buy some of that numbing cream, and that's fine for overnight, right, if the dentist is closed. But what if that turns into an abscess? Let's talk about abscesses.
Well, technically the definition of an abscess is an accumulation of pus, and that doesn't happen very often, but a lot of times, yeah, there's some serious pain when you're biting on something, or if you drink something cold, and the pain lasts for 20, 30 seconds after you swallow the cold water. And those are situations that won't improve on their own. And so years ago, before antibiotics, people died of dental infections. A person here in the States hasn't had that happen to them for a little while. But, you know, again, there's some serious things that can happen if you just ignore it. So especially if there's any swelling, you got a temperature, and you got that lingering pain, that's just the time to see somebody so you can, you know, get that taken care of.
And depends on how old you are or what grandmother you have. If you have a baby, right, a new baby in the family, and everybody knows the best remedy, back in the day kind of remedies, and some folks will say, well, if the baby's teething, this is what you should do. You know, they'll give them a bone, literally a chicken bone, so they can gnaw on. I know that sounds gross, but it tastes great. And then they'll have them put some alcohol, literally alcohol, liquor, rub it on their gums. But that's all that numbing cream is in the department store, isn't it?
No, the numbing cream is a type of topical anesthetic that kind of numbs the surface of the gum tissue. And so for a teething baby, some of that stuff might be helpful, but alcohol doesn't do anything really on the surface of the gums. Chewing on something, and that's why they stick everything in their mouths and drool all over the place, is because the teeth are coming through the gum tissue and there's just a small amount of gum tissue and that can hurt, and that's why they fuss. But if they can bite through that little bit of gum tissue as the tooth is continuing to come in, then they'll be much, you know, it'll be more comfortable once the tooth breaks through the surface. But having, you know, there's some other toys or devices that basically looks like a little ring that's got some fluid in it that you can put in the freezer. And that gets it good and cold, you know, not mm-hmm. frosty cold, but just good and cold. So that would probably be more soothing for the child, as well as give them something to chew on. But
yeah.
My grandmother grew up on the farm in South Dakota, and blackberry flavored brandy was the cure for everything. And it was fun talking to her about that, but nowadays, we really don't do that too much.
I know, right? Back in the day, we could do that. Now, it's like, call social services. No, my baby's keeping me up at night. If you're just not tuning in, yeah, isn't he the best? It's Dr. Klein Hines. It's Klein Hines Dentistry. And they're having a great event. It's October the 16th from 8 to 5. It's called Dentistry from the Heart. It's when dentists, and I've noticed this more, Doc, more dentists are coming forward and saying, I can do some free dental care for folks who just are not insured.
Probably a good third of our patients don't have any dental insurance, but most dental offices will work with you, you know? And so if there's something that you need, we have like a dental layaway plan. If something's not hurting, but you want something done, I don't know if many of your younger listeners know about that, but when I was growing up in the 60s, we had layaway, so my mom would find a winter coat or something, and she'd pay $5-$10 a week or something like that until she had it paid off. And usually by November, she had it paid off, and then we had our winter coat available to us. And so, but this event we're having will hopefully be able to help some people who wouldn't have the same kind of access
right.
to care. And so,
and I love
that. That's going to be something to help some folks.
Yeah, and when you make someone else feel good, it makes you feel good. So once the world figures that out, wow, we got world peace.
Yeah, and right, if everyone could do a little bit of something nice, can you imagine what that would be like?
We don't have a National Nice Day, do we, Doc? I don't know. We have National...
No, we don't. Everything in the media is about negative stuff, and so rarely do you hear that kid, you know, raising $200, selling lemonade to help, you know, whatever event he's looking for. So I love to hear that kind of stuff where the children sometimes will come up with
an event
and a good idea. And thankfully their parents run with it instead of just saying, ah, Johnny, that's a dumb idea.
Right, right. That's somebody else's problem. It is our problem. It is our problem because we have to see it. We have to look at it. It does affect us in some kind of way. I wanted to touch on brushes. A simple toothbrush, Doc, is almost like a big decision to buy a home. You're in that store and you're like, do I do soft? Do I do hard? Do I do medium? Oh, do I want that one that looks like it can reach back to my tonsils, right? Let's talk about toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes. The softer the bristles are, the better. Throw away the mediums and the hards and use those to clean the hubcaps of your car or maybe your rims, you know? And so the stuff in your mouth, the plaque, which is food debris and bacteria and germs and stuff, doesn't require a heavy-duty scrubbing to get removed. Just a soft bristle brush. Don't pound up and down vertically. Don't scrub back and forth horizontally. Just put the bristles of your brush at a 45-degree angle, little wiggles, and flick down. That's kind of how you would do it on the upper front teeth and the opposite. Make sure you get the tongue side as well, but a soft bristle brush. We don't need all the goofy colors and the bristles at goofy angles and stuff. I'm old school, and so just need a simple, basic, soft bristle toothbrush, and that'll be great. But, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I just want to get my teeth cleaned. Well, we call it a hygiene visit, and there's a whole lot more going on there. Like you said, we're evaluating the health of the gums. We're looking for diseases. We're looking under your tongue for possible cancer, and there's a whole bunch of other little things that we're doing for people, and it's not just scraping their teeth, you know? And, you know, that's another benefit, because getting rid of the tartar and the hard stuff on your teeth is good, but the tartar is a rough, porous surface for more germs to live on. The tartar itself doesn't cause gum disease, but the germs that live on the tartar do. Sometimes the tartar is at the gum line, sometimes it's below the gum line. And your hygienist will get rid of that so that your overall mouth is going to be healthier. And as a lot of people might realize, a healthy mouth is usually more associated with a healthy heart. If you have bad gum disease, typically there's a correlation with heart disease as well. So, you know, the mouth is kind of like the canary in the coal mine. And so a lot of times different things of your system, of your body, and in your metabolism can be identified early on in the mouth. You know, not with, you know, exact accuracy, but at least we see something, we could, hey, go get this checked, you know. And so there's more than just scraping teeth when you get your teeth cleaned, you know, when you visit your hygienist.
Got it. And that's why the hygienist always has the doc come in, always has you come in after the cleaning.
Right. Because, you know, we're screening, we're looking. There's probably a list of, you know, 8 or 10 different things that are accomplished aside from just scraping your teeth. You know, so there's a lot going on there that people could benefit from.
All right, if you're just not tuning in, I'm going all over the place, all over your mouth. I am, because we're having a great event. It's October the 16th from 8 to 5, Dentistry from the Heart. Those types of events take a lot of manpower and volunteers because there's lots of equipment involved and expertise. But you know what I want to talk about, and I don't even know if we can. When I sent my show notes over, I didn't put this in there. So this is a doozy, okay? You ready for it, Doc? You ready?
Ready.
Green dentistry. Are you down for the green dentistry?
Are you saying green or ring?
Green. So some of my friends, well, I have this girlfriend, and she says, well, I'm going to get all of my fillings taken out, my amalgam fillings taken out, and I'm going to have some environmentally free substance put in them. I'm like, wow, you got a lot of time and a lot of money, but yay for you.
3 different times during my career, the whole specter of evil mercury fillings have come up, and some Scandinavian countries will not allow the placement of a silver filling. I am no expert on the literature, but from what I have read and what I have experienced, some people feel strongly, especially holistic type people, that getting rid of your silver fillings will give you better overall health and get rid of heavy metals and stuff like that. I have seen a lot of my patients have silver fillings in their mouths for 40, 50, 60 years, and they're incredibly healthy.
Right.
And so I personally don't feel strongly about doing that. If a silver filling is in good shape and there's nothing wrong with it, I feel it's probably best left in place. That's just my philosophy on it. The tooth-colored fillings look nice, and that's probably 99.9% of the fillings we do, because everyone likes the way they look better, and they're typically a little more comfortable when you first put them in.
Yeah.
But from a dental standpoint, you know, we put hot coffee and cold ice cream, and when we have those differences in temperature, things are expanding and contracting. A silver filling will expand and contract at a rate very similar to tooth structure. The white fillings don't. The tooth-colored fillings expand and contract at a different rate, and over time they frequently leak if they're very, very big. You know? And so that's why you don't often see great big tooth-colored filling last as long as an old silver filling.
Got it.
But there are people who feel very, very strongly about getting rid of those old silver fillings. So,
right.
You know, I don't, you know, I'm not knowledgeable enough with all the science and all the up-to-date literature to completely argue with them, but all the different times in the literature I've seen, you know, we still place some silver fillings in some certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still a better material to use for a filling.
And guess what? If we don't take care of our teeth, people, we're going to have to get them pulled. And when you get them pulled, we have the option of getting possibly, depending on how many teeth are missing, we'll get an implant. Let's talk about implants, and I swear I'll let you go.
Think of a dental implant as an artificial root. As long as the place where you want to put the implant is really healthy and has enough good bone in there, an implant could be placed to replace a tooth. And then after everything is what we call it osseointegrated, if the bone locks that implant into place, and usually that takes 2 or 3 months, then you can attach things to the implant in the form of a crown, or sometimes we'll put a couple implants in a person's lower jaw so that their lower denture will be stabilized by the implants. And so there's little connections you can make between the denture and the implant. And when that lower denture is no longer moving around, this person can now eat, chew, and talk a whole lot better than when that thing was moving around.
Yeah. You
know? And so, you know, sometimes the specialists will place them in critical aesthetic areas, In general, it's a really nice and one of the longest lasting things we have in dentistry. You know, especially if a person's an adult, maybe in their 30s, 40s, 50s, an implant's got a good chance of lasting the rest of your life. You know, and that's saying something, because even years ago, the American Dental Association said that the average crown in a person's mouth only lasts 10 years. I was kind of disappointed with that. That seemed like an awfully short time.
Right. So we've got implants, we've got bridges, we've got partials, and we've got dentures. Anything else come up, Doug?
The whole Invisalign thing is pretty interesting. And we talked a little bit about braces like that. But a lot of times, adults don't want to go through braces. You know, they don't want wires and the train tracks in their teeth. You know, but it's called clear aligner therapy. Invisalign lost their patent, and so now they had that for 17 years, but now there's like 5 or 6 other different companies that offer something similar, and I'm using one called SureSmile right now, which is very nice. The software that the dentist has to use to make the prescription to make it all work is very nice, and the fact that people can slip these things on and, you know, go through their life, and they take them off to eat, and they take them off to brush their teeth, but they're in their mouth 24/7, unless for those other two things. And it slowly, incrementally moves their teeth, and it's all, for those people who had braces when they were teenagers, and then they do SureSmile as an adult, they said, this didn't hurt at all, you know, whereas braces, whenever they tighten those things, get pretty darn uncomfortable, but the clear aligner therapy can do a lot of interesting things. There are certain items that you still need wires for, but the great majority of things you can do with clear aligner therapy, as they call it.
Got it. And there's no such thing, I'll say it out loud, there's no such thing as a DIY kind of dental fix. And what I'm talking about is, did you see this on YouTube years ago, where people were putting rubber bands on their teeth to straighten them? Just rubber bands. It was the weirdest thing.
Yes. Yes, I have seen some of that, and, you know, I really don't know what people were thinking, you know. This could be a neat idea, but, teeth are dynamic. They can shift and move without a lot of force. If you put just a small, gradual, gentle force on a tooth, you can move it orthodontically. And so if someone puts a rubber band in there, and even if it's a very light rubber band and leaves it there for a long time, you're going to move the teeth, but you have to move it in a controlled manner. And that's where people run into trouble.
Oh, well, besides the great event that you're having October 16th from 8 to 5, Dentistry from the Heart, I wish that you would have a pretty teeth contest. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would. It would. Sometimes we will see a 16, 17, 18-year-old that has never had braces and has never had a filling, and it's like, wow, that's just a beautiful, beautiful smile that God made and no human hand has touched or altered. And so... That's
a beautiful
really
thing.
Exquisite.
Yeah, it is exquisite because it doesn't come by. Everybody didn't get that when they were passing out teeth. Well,
no.
Dr. Klein-Hinds, thank you so much, Klein-Hinds Dentistry. We're going to keep checking back with you, okay?
Very good. I enjoyed talking with you today.
All right, we're going to take a short break, but guess what? We'll be right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.